been fired, or I didn't even know he'd been fired. Okay. We just got up, we just moved. And then my boss gives at the dry cleaners gave free silver dollars, you see, for each $3 worth of dry cleaning. And one day, this past year, he came up short with silver dollars. And so he went around, and it had it boiled down to me and Tommy. And he accused me, didn't actually accuse me, but came to me, and I said, Pete, I said, this is ridiculous. I said, I have not taken your silver dollars. He said, well, he said, I believe you. He said, so that just leaves it to one person. And I recalled him bringing home some silver dollars and giving it to the little kids for good report cards, you know. And he had some on his dresser, I remember seeing, so I told Pete that. So Pete brought it up to him, and he quit on a mutual agreement, you know. He quit there. And that's when Pete told me that he knew that he had been stealing money in High Point also.
In other words, the fellow at the dry cleaning place knew that, in other words, this Jake, whatever his name was, must have told Pete that he fired.
Yes, he knew.
What was Pete's full name?
George Here's. Pete Ferris.
Ferris,
F-A-R-R-I-S.
And what town was he in?
Burlington.
Okay.
And then he started working. He was not working for several months. And then he, which was pretty rough. And then he started with this, some company in Texas as a salesman, and never went out, never sold a penny.
He also had the gall.
The nerve!
He also had the gall. Wanted to sell life insurance to give me as the character reference to the insurance company and had the insurance company send me the form to fill out.
And I filled it out
and gave him a very good, clean bill of health because my children were living there and I felt the least friction, the better.
What insurance company was this?
Southern Petroleum, I think.
No, the insurance company. He didn't take that job. He didn't take the insurance job. I don't think he got it. They checked him out.
What's the petroleum company?
It was selling tiles, roofings, things for roofs.
Do you remember the name of the company?
I think it was Southern Petroleum.
That's right.
And what part of Texas are they in?
I don't recall.
How long did he keep that job?
Well, they kept writing him letters saying, well, maybe you're not getting started because, you know. And I don't believe he ever sat down and answered them. But he maybe went out once or twice. They sent him a kit. And I think, he came home very excited, you know, when he got the kit. And he was showing it to us all. And Mother was very glad that maybe he would get started in something.
Wasn't a petroleum company.
You weren't even there. So how do you
that
know?
That other kit that he brought home, what was it for? Fuller Brush Company.
Oh.
Never started with that then.
Well. But then he started working at this plant. It's a hosiery mill.
Is that where he is
thing.
Now?
Do you know the name of the plant?
Springwood Textiles in Gibsonville. And he's still there as far as I know. He was on second shift, which is from 3 to 11. Then they put him on first. They laid some people off. You know, the work was slow. And then so he got back on first shift, which is from 7 to 3. And now he's working third shift, which is from 11 to 7 at night.
Lana, did he have any other children?
Yes.
How many?
Five.
Five other?
Yes.
When you lived at home with them, was there always enough food?
Yes, we always had enough food. Because my mother is, you know, she knows how to budget. And even the little bit of money he gave her for the groceries, you know, she always made it come out so that we had enough food.
But during the years that your dad was giving him money, was there always enough money around, in other words, to keep you clothed and so on and so forth?
We never saw any of that money, really, for ourselves.
Besides the $200 a week, I took them to Saks and to Bloomingdale's and places, and I outfitted them because he never spent a quarter of that money, supposedly even the $37.50 support money that may have been involved in that $200.
I'm trying to debunk the story that the money was kicked back to you. I've got to establish a mode.
You see what he told the government? He told the government that he cashed a $200 check every week in Scarsdale and in New Canaan and kicked the money back to me.
No.
What did you eat? How did you pay your rent? How did he drive a